With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands is pushing ahead with plans for a new undersea cable, with MPs warning the stakes are high for the country's digital future. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
In Parliament, Infrastructure Minister, the Honorable Jay Ebanks, framed the Submarine Cable Telecommunications Resilience Bill as a crucial step in keeping Cayman online and competitive.
Reliable connectivity is not a luxury. It is essential to the public safety, to the education, to the business, and the daily lives of the real people, real families, and real communities across our island.
The bill creates a legal path for government to partner with a commercial operator on a new subsea link, while setting out how the project will be overseen and funded. Opposition leader, the Honorable Joey Hugh, signaled his side is on board, but says the fine print will matter.
We look forward to hearing more details on the proposed project.
Bodentown West MP Chris Saunders welcomed the move, but argued that Cayman should never have been left relying on aging infrastructure, given the profits earned in the sector.
I know their numbers. I know what they make, but yet they refuse to invest in our country.
Minister Ebanks tells MPs we'll have a better sense of cost once the procurement process gets underway. A final business case will be conducted and brought to Cabinet for approval. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
With a second reading complete, the Submarine Cable Telecommunications Resilience Bill next heads to committee stage. The Cayman Islands government is recognizing civil servants, seafarers, and longtime financial assistance recipients with a one-time $500 honorarium just in time for Christmas.
It is a privilege to boost their Christmas spirit during a time of economic challenges and to help them experience the joy of the holiday season.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks told MPs in the House the gesture also comes as a thank you to those who keep the government and economy functioning and help to deliver on the goals of the National Coalition for Caymanians Government. He made the announcement in Parliament on Wednesday. The Grand Court has sentenced a 24-year-old man to 18 months in prison after he admitted defiling a 13-year-old girl, who later became pregnant. The offense occurred in March 2024, and police evidence includes sexually explicit messages between the pair. The court ruled the case fell into the highest category of harm, citing the pregnancy and rejecting claims of remorse. In other news, lock up those e-bikes. They're proving too tempting a prize for thieves. Over the weekend, officers recovered three stolen bikes and arrested two teens after four were taken into Georgetown. Since then, four more e-bike thefts have been reported and all remain under investigation. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service encourages you to lock down your e-bike and consider adding extra alarms or tracking tags, which have helped recover several stolen bikes. Write down your serial number and snap a picture, too. Several recovered e-bikes remain unclaimed, so if yours is missing, call 949-4222. And Cayman's exclusive economic zone has now been fully mapped by a crewless survey vessel that spent nearly 300 days at sea. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles explains.
A wind-powered, unmanned vessel called the Sail Drone Surveyor has completed the first full mapping of Cayman's underwater territory, an area nearly half of the size of Florida. Over 10 months at sea, the robot charted 90,000 square kilometers of seafloor, from our fishing banks to the 7,000-meter-deep Cayman Trench. The mission was funded by the London and Amsterdam Trust Company and carried out without a crew. Officials say the data will help Cayman improve navigation safety, manage fisheries, and explore new opportunities in the so-called blue economy. All maps will be processed by the UK Hydrographic Office and shared with the Global Seabed 2030 project. Sail drone scientists say the survey also proved their robot can survive hurricane-size seas and heavy sargassum. The updated charts of Cayman's waters are expected to be released sometime next year. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Alan Smith. The Venezuelan Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado says she's very hopeful her country will become a beacon of democracy for the world. She said the government of Nicolas Maduro was sustained only by violence and repression, funded by criminal activity. Ms. Machado was speaking in Norway after leaving Venezuela in secret. The Venezuelan government has accused the United States of blatant theft and piracy after U.S. troops seized an oil tanker off its coast. Washington said the vessel was carrying sanctioned oil to Iran. Pakistan's former spy chief, Fez Hamid, has been sentenced to 14 years in jail on a variety of charges, including political interference. He had close links to the jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan. A military airstrike has hit a hospital in a rebel-controlled area of Myanmar. At least 35 people were killed. And that's the BBC World News.